Okay, so here we are on Yud Gimel Amud Aleph. About 8 lines down, Rabbi Shimon ben Pasi, ki hava pasach b'divrei hayamim, amar, this is a pun, amar hachik, hold divarecha, divrei hayamim, echad heim v'anu yodin l'darshan, v'ishto ha-yehudiya, yaldas yered avi gidur, v'es chaver avi Shocho v'esyukutiel avi zanuach ve'ele b'nei bitya bas paro asher lakach mered. So amai karile la Yehudia. Why is she called Yehudia bas paro? Al shum shekafra bevorazara dechsev ateret bas paro l'rchotza l'hi'or. Rashi points out it's from the giur. Tevila obviously being a critical part of the giur process. I'm Rabbi Yochanan. She yarda lirchotz migilule beis avia yalda, right? Did she really give birth to him? V'haribuye revise lo merlocha shekala megadol yasam v'yasoma v'soch beiso malo v'kasov ki ilu yalado. And there's a halachic discussion of this. Adoption is a possible kiyum of period v'rivia, maybe even on the daraisa level. And if not period v'rivia, then certainly la shebes yitzara ayin b'choros daf mim zayin ayin yivamos. Where these sugyas are discussed. Yered Zemosha, v'lam nekra shmo Yered, sheyared lam Yisrael man b'yamav. The Gemara in Masech Tetaina says that the Anone covered were b'schus Aaron, the bear was b'schus Miriam, the man was b'schus Moshe. Gidor, shegadar appeared to say in Shal Yisrael that Moshe stood in the breach for the Jewish people. Chaver, shechiber Yisrael avim shebashamayim. Connected the Jewish people to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Socho, shenasam Yisrael kisoka, that he was protective. Yekutiel, Shekivu Yisrael Le'el B'yamav. It's the greatest thing you could say about a leader, that he caused the Jewish people to yearn in the spiritual sense. Gedor, Shegadar, Socho, Shenasam Yisrael Kesuk, Yutil, Shekivu Yisrael Le'el B'yamav. Zenoach, Shehizniach, Avonusam Shel Yisrael, made the Avonus go away. Avi, 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 all the Avis in the Pasuk. Av B'torah, Av B'chachma, Av B'nevius. Right? We know that the Lokam Yisrael Kemoshe Navi. And Moshe was also the paragon of Talmud Torah and of Chachma more generally. Ve'ele b'nei bitya asher lakach mered, v'chimered shmo ve'lo kalev shmo, amar kadosh baruch hu yavol kalev, shemarad be'atzas miraglim, v'yisas bas paro, shemarda b'gilulei beis avia. So they both were able to stand up to massive cultural pressure, massive sociological pressure. Asher hagla b'yushalayim, back to Mordechai amarava, shegala me'atzmo, that Mordechai put himself into exile. Rashi points out, this is like Yirmiyahu HaNavi. Vahi omen es hadasa, kari la hadasa, v'kari la Esther. So what was her real name? Tani Rameh omer Esther, shema v'lam nikra shema hadasa, al shema tzadikim shenikru hadasim, v'chein omer v'hu omed bein hadasim. Rehud omer hadasa, shema v'lam nikra shema Esther, al shem shahaisa masteres devareha. Shenemar ein Esther, right, from the language of Seser, Magedes es amaves molarata, Rabbi Necham yamer hadasa, Shemalam nikres Esther, Shayumo solum karino sal shum istohar, which is, of course, the moon, the areach. Ben Asa yamer Esther lo aruka lo kitzar haisa lo benonis ke hadasa, Rabbi Yeshua ben Kerchamber Esther yurak rukrukris haisa, like a hadas. She had a kind of a green tinge, olive-colored skin, right? People from Persia, you could describe that way. V'chut shel chesed masha chaleha is a very gracious appearance. Ki ein lo avoim uvimos avi avima. So that's redundant. Lamalei samravacha ibrisa mes aviha, right? When she was conceived, her father died. Yaldisa mesa ima, her mother died in childbirth. So she never had a mother, never had a father. Mos avi avima lekacha Mordechai lo levayis. Tana Rabbi Shimon Reb Meir al tiki levas al levayis. Right, that they were actually married. V'chein omer ulerashi in kol ki im kivsa achas ketana. This is of course Nasan Anavi's mashal to David Hamelach when he took Batsheva shirkana v'yicha v'sigad el imo v'imbanav yachdav mipito tochel mikoso tishta v'cheko tishka. That's an intimate image. V'atilo kivas. Mishim b'cheko tishka v'havishle l'vas, el l'bayis, hachanami l'bayis, v'asheva hane'aros, amaravash haisa mona behen yimei Shabbos. This is Esther trying to stay spiritually alert, even as she was in a very unspiritual environment. V'yishaneh v'esna rosa, amarav shechila ma'ichol Yehudi. Shmuel Amar shechila kibley dechaziri. She was fed non-kosher foods. And machlokes Rashi Tosus. Rashi says it was onus. She had to eat something. Tosus says chas v'shalom that she didn't eat it. Rabbi Yochanan Amar zironim, like Daniel Chanani Mishal Nazaria. V'chein Omer v'hi ha-melzer nosias pas v'gam v'nosin lehem zironim. Shisha chadashim b'shem en amor, mai shem en amor, v'chi ha-barabah mer satachas, v'hun amor shem en zayish lo hevi shalish. Tani Rabbi Yehuda Omer anfikinon, shem en zayish lo hevi shalish, v'am esochin oso shem meishir es ha-seyar. It's a hair removal product, and ma'adin es ha-basar is good for the skin. Bo erev hi bo, v'aboker hi shava. I'm Rabbi Yechanan.
Right, it says she would come at night to go back in the morning to Achashverosh, who was busy being Boel, all the women in the Persian Empire. So he's Rasha Gamur.
But, you know, you can say about him that at least he wasn't Mishamish Mitato Bayom, so that's at least something positive you could say about Achashverosh. There's some sense of decency and standards. Boerev hi bov, aboker hi shavam, b'yochan megnus shos rosh, laman shivachot shaloha yamishav shvitasu bayam. Atiyas der no seis chen, amr lazar malamich lekolechad ve'achad idmasalo kumaso. That she had this way of appearing to people the way that they, you know, were familiar with, like women from their province. Vatilakach hasto amelch Achashverosh beis malchuso, Chodesh Asiri Chodesh Tevis. Here we see the Yad Hashem Yerach Shanena Gof Min Agof, the coldest month of the year. Vayihave Melech Hasister Mikol Hanashim, means that they were Beulos. Vatisachin Vachaslav Anavi Kol Abisulos. Right, it wasn't just Achashverosh took any woman. Right, even Eishesesh Amarav Bikesh Litam Tam Besula Tam Tam Beula Tam. So Achashverosh had whatever experience he was looking for. Vayasa Melech Mishtay Gadol Out of Mishtay Velogal Yulei Dali Chariga Velogal Yulei. Shadar Pardi Shani Vilgogal Yulei, that Esther refused to tell. He made a party in her honor, and he sent gifts in her honor. He lowered taxes in her honor. Vikaves Bisuloshin His Azul Shakal Eitzami Mordechai Amr Isha Miskanel Bierich Haverta. If you want to get her to tell, maybe give her the impression that you're still recruiting out there amongst the women. Lo yigara mitzadik ena v'bischartzniya shahisa b'avirachol zach saviyatsa menu shol v'bischartzniya shahisa b'avishol ayo b'avishol zach saviyatsas menu Esther maitzniya shahisa b'avirachol d'chsev v'yaged Yaakov l'rachel ki achi aviyahu. Yaakov wasn't the brother, Rivka was the brother. V'chi achi aviyahu, right, he wasn't the brother of Lavan, it was his mother who was the sister of Lavan. V'lo ben achos aviyahi. So Yaakov said, I want you to marry me, Rachel. So you're not going to be able to do it. So I can be that way also. So it means, how could you behave deceptively, deviously? So what was the deception? He's not going to let you get away with it. So they made signs. Houston Astros. You could always steal signs. They were such private signs. Yaakov couldn't believe it wasn't Leah. You know, so again, they must have looked very similar, that Yaakov couldn't tell the difference. Maybe my Rabbi Yitzchak Tursky told us in high school that he thought based on the Medrash and based on the Gemara, they were probably identical twins, and the only difference being Vene Leah Rakos, and you couldn't really see that at night. So again, you know, Rachel had this tznius in the sense of not wanting her sister to be, you know, embarrassed, not wanting your sister to be humiliated. That's a very, very important thing. Yeah, so Rashi has an important formulation. Here, Misartan Leah, Vuhutsnius, Shaloyis Parsi Madavar, Shemasrla Simanim, right? She kept that secret. She didn't tell anybody that she gave the Simanim over to Leah. She didn't even tell Yaakov. Okay. So what about Shaul? Zach Saviatsimen Shaul, Matni Saisa Bishaul, Dachsiv. So, you know, when Shaul came back from the first rendezvous, that when Shmuel had appointed him the Melech, so he didn't even tell his uncle, who has been worried about him, where were you, that, you know, he was appointed to be the Melech of the Jewish people. Zachav Yatzim and Esther, we just said Esther was very private. Remember, Blazer, Chekhadish Baruch, Posek, Duladam, Posek, Labanov, Neve, Banov, Hatsov, Klado, Shanemar, Vayoshivim, Lanetzach, Vaygbo, Vimhegis, Daito, Kadish Baruch, Mashpilo. So all these very modest people, Shenemar Vim Asur Mizikim Es Mamar Mordechai Esther Osam Rabbi Yirmiyah, again, just like she kept Kashrus and she kept Shabbos with the Shevan Aros,
she kept taras a mishpacha. Shai samara dam nidal chachamim kasher hay savi amna ito. Amar Rabba bar Lima mishmei derav shai samedes mecheko shal chashverosh v'tavelos v'yosheves mecheko shal Mordechai. Because again, you know, there's an Isra Labal, Isra Laboel, so you might think that she's not allowed to be with her husband. Again, this was Ba'onis. She was effectively being raped. Right? And again, unless it's a Kohen, that's not an issue. Bayamim Ahim, Mordechai, Yoshe, Bishar Melech, Katzaf, Bigtan, Vaterash, Amr, Bechir, Barambar, Yochanan, Hixik, Vadish, Baruch, Huadon, Lavado, Vasos, Ritzon, Sadik, Amanu Yosef, Shinemar, Vishamitan, Nari, Vri, Avadim, Adonayam, Lasos, Nesat, Sadik, Amanu Mordechai, Dechsiva, Yvada, of the Varla Mordechai, and Yochanan, Bigtan Viterish Netar Sim Havuviz and Sabrin Blush and Tursi Vomer Miyomisha Bas Zo. Since Esther has come to the palace, so Achashverosh is very busy with his cardinal needs. Lorinu Shena be Enenu. So we've had to work overtime shift. So Ba Vinatal Eres Bisaval Kadeshi Yamos. Let's poison him. He'll die. Behindly Hayudud and Kimbordechai Miyoshvi Lishkas Hagasus Hayim. Mordechai was on the Sanhedrin. To be on the Sanhedrin, you have to know all 70 languages. Vayudea Bishivim Lashon. So Amr Lo. We're never going to be able to pull it off together because we don't have either the same job or the same shifts. So right, I'll cover for you. Big Ten said to Teresh, or the other way around. They checked the logs and one of them wasn't there. So Achar Hadvarim Hayil Amar Rav Achar Shabar Hakadosh Baruch Hu Refua LaMakad Amar Reish Lakish and Hakadosh Baruch Hu Makad Israel Im Kin Bar Lam Refua Tchila Shenamar Kirafili Yisrael v'niglav on Ephraim. Avulam osolam in Okein. Ma'ako osam v'achar kach bori le'am refuah. Shnemar v'nigaf Hashem es Mitzrayim negofi rapo. Va'iva es beinav l'shoach chad Mordechai levado. So this is now, again, the refuah was in place. Esther was in place. Mordechai was in place before Peri Gimel, before Haman. Amar Rava b'tchila b'mordechai levado v'sof ba'am Mordechai manu rabbanon. Those were his immediate compatriots. Ulevasov bechol ha'yehudim he pilpur hu agor al tana kevan jenavol pur bechodesh adar samach simcha gedol amar nafeli pur biyerech shemes b'moshe v'yudeish b'shiva other meis b'shiva other nolad as the pasuk says ben meyav esim shana alchiyani yom. I think pshat in this gemara and in the Megillah itself is that he really didn't pick a date. Now it sounds different in Rashi here, I admit. But it says, Miyom liyom mechodesh lechodesh uchodesh ne'masar uchodesh adar. So it happened to be the 13th of Adar, simply because Haman cast a lot on the 13th of Nisan. But the truth of the matter is that that's why this Gemara makes sense, that he just thought, oh, it came out another. How wonderful. That's the month that Moshe Rabbeinu died. And, you know, if he was really concerned about the date of the month, he should have been very disappointed, right? Because it was only 6 days off. It's like almost winning the lottery, but not quite. So again, and that's why the pasuk says, "Hachodesh anesher ne'apach hem yogam l'simcha me'evil liyom tov." The real din is in the chodesh. That's why we'll have starting on Wednesday. Mishnechnas Adar Marbim b'simcha. That's why again, b'di'eved, person can technically read the Megillah the entire month. So we discussed that earlier in the Masechta. Okay, yeshno amecharam rava lekad yedalish nebishne kehaman. This is an amazing sales job. Amelei tanechlenu. Amelei mistafina meluhav. Look what happened to Belshazzar and to all of Malchus Bavel that started up with the Jews. Yeshno mina mitzvos. Now, yeshno hamechad is that they're yeshena mina mitzvos. You don't have to worry about them. They've given up their mitzvos. They still have rabbis who care about mitzvos. Right? There's harevos. Haman is right about that. It doesn't matter that the rabbis are doing the right thing. They're judged together. Shematovar. I'm not going to create a population sag in the kingdom. They're spread out all around. Shema Tamar Ishanoa Minayu Mifura Kipredazo Shenosa Peros. No, right? That there's not too much Hanoa for them. They're like a preda, like a mule. They can't possibly have children. Veshema Tamar Ika Medinosa Minayu. They're going to wipe out one of the provinces entirely. Tamadomar Bechom Medinos Machusech Avadatihem Shanos Micholam. Right? They eat separately, they don't marry until us. They're always saying they have their own holidays, right? Shabbos Hayom, Pesach Hayom. Right, becomes Yain Nesach. Right, that the Bezdin have responsibility to make sure to uproot Kilayim, the Kilei Akerim, and Bezdin has the responsibility to be Machris, as we were this past Shabbos, on the Shkalim, so to make sure that by the new fiscal year, in the Beis HaMikdash, Rosh Chodesh Nisan, that everything is in place. You don't have to pay me. Tosis points out in Gematria, this is Kesef Ole Ha'etz, that this, of course, was the moment that Haman's fate was sealed. So one guy has a big pit, one guy has a lot of dirt. Bel charitz omer mi tamei tells abedamim. So the guy who has a hole says, "I need to fill it in. I want to buy all this dirt from you." So bala tell him, "I can't wait to get rid of my dirt." Mi tamei charitz abedamim liyamim nizdav guzayt solzam relo bal charitz bala tell. So Haman is being compared to the one who feels like there's dirt all around, and Achashverosh has this big, you know, vacuous hole. So machor li tilcha amrlo tola ta bechinam vehalavai. Right. So he says, Haman again, sorry, has the one who has the hole, and Achashverosh is the one that has the dirt. So, you know, again, Haman wants to buy the dirt, and he says, you know, just take the dirt. I'm looking to get rid of it. So, again, this portrays Haman and Achashverosh as full partners in the slaughter of the Jews. Vayasar melchas tabatoam, Reb Abba Barkana, Gedilla hasaras tabas, Yosem me'ar boim, Mishmon and Nevim, Mishav and Nevim, Shanis nabulam, Yisrael, Shakulam, Lechzer, and Mutav, that all the drashas that all of the seven Nevi'os gave and the 48 Nevi'im gave, right, it never got the Jewish people really to do tshuva. There's nothing like an Eist Sarah, Hasaras HaTabas. This is a Gemara that all rabbis have to read, you know, in terms of understanding the limits of a drasha. You know, the Nevi'im got up and gave very good drashas. Yeshayahu and Amot gave a very good drasha. And the Perek Aleph of Yeshayahu, Kistel Mayinu, Lamurad Aminu, in the end of the day, the Hasaras HaTabas was a much more powerful thing. Okay, so hold it up here.